Within the simulation, the search for the Creator. Chapter 5, Upward and Onward. After surviving intense and life-threatening situations, Fatima, the sharp-minded physicist, Trey, the unconventional businessman, and Aravi, the yoga instructor, each find themselves in unfamiliar and altered realities. Meanwhile, Timmy, the steadfast mechanic, arrives at what he thinks is his usual garage, only to realize it's an entirely different building, along with a new life and a new wife. As they each struggle to come to terms with these unexpected changes, the gamekeeper, too, is bewildered by the unplanned intensity of events, telling his assistant, "This wasn't the plan. I aim to diversify the game, not to disrupt it so drastically. Maybe I don't know my own strength, or maybe there's someone pulling strings above me." The four characters, Timmy, Trey, Fatima, and Aravi, arrive at a warehouse, summoned by a mysterious message. They make small talk, most know each other, but the atmosphere is tense, with shadows playing on the walls and the sound of distant machinery humming in the background. A figure appears, tall, somewhat alien-looking, stern and emotionless, with an air of authority, stepping from the very shadows. The new arrival stands tall and imposing, with an otherworldly presence that feels both human and yet distinctly inhuman. Its features sharp and expressionless, exuding an aura of authority and mystery. Its eyes are cold and piercing, reflecting a depth of knowledge and detachment, as if it exists beyond the confines of ordinary reality. "Welcome, all of you. You have been selected for ascension to this next level. You have been chosen based on your actions and moral choices, but there are more challenges ahead." Timmy feels an inexplicable thought entering his mind. The thought is, this is the Guardian. He will later share his feelings and the thought with the others, who to confirm that they had the same thought. The entity, who Timmy has dubbed the Guardian, continues to speak, mentioning that this level rewards good karma with immediate results. Timmy is confused and concerned. "But I've got a new wife named June, a different house, a different garage, and new neighbors. I don't think that's much of a reward. I do have my son, though. He's here with me, only he also seems to live in another place as well with my old wife, May. So where's the reward?" The entity's expression remains stoic, not providing any answers, but Fatima looks intrigued. She turns to Timmy and says, "Your son, existing in two realities at once, it sounds like a case of what we call in physics superposition, but normally that's only at the atomic level, where particles can exist in multiple states at the same time. In other words, a particle that's very, very tiny can be in two different places at the same time." "Well, my son is small, but he's not a particle," Timmy says. And Fatima says, "Well, it could be the first time in human history." Trey comes over to try to ease the awkwardness and says to Timmy, "Well, it's like those comic book movies, you know, where these crazy physics concepts come into play." And Fatima smiles slightly. "Yes, Timmy, it's something like that. But beyond that, it's something far more mysterious, and apparently it's happening here on a much larger scale." Timmy continues to scratch his head to try to understand, while Trey watches them both deep in thought. Grinning playfully, Trey then says, "So, Fatima, if I were to be in two places at once, let's say both here and at the coffee shop, would that make me more interesting to you?" And Fatima, quickly firing back and smirking, says, "Well, you may already be in two places at once, just like Timmy's son is, only you just don't know it." The entity known as the Guardian listens for a couple of moments to their conversation, says nothing more, and then disappears into the shadows, his job having been done, leaving the group with more questions than answers. Timmy returns back to his home and sees his son. He's overjoyed, only his son now plays with his second mother, June. Timmy sits at the kitchen table while he watches his son playing with toys nearby. The boy casually mentions how he also spends time with his other mom, May, which sends a chill through Timmy.
So I have two dads, two mommies, and two homes. And that makes me lucky, right? The son asks.
Timmy feels unnerved, thinking about Fatima's explanation of superposition. He wonders if there could be some negative side effects to it, especially since it's usually limited to atoms. Concerned, he phones Fatima to ask questions. And she says,
well, at the quantum level, particles can exist in two or more places at once, but for a person, it suggests there's more to this reality than we know. There might be a moral design, too. Something that wants to keep you and your son connected, despite all the changes. There is a moral aspect, after all, with this idea that there's an immediate reward for doing good things, right?
Timmy, worried, says, but why is this happening? And if my son is in two places, does that mean that I'm also in two places? And how do you scientists deal with things that simply don't make any sense? And Fatima sighs thoughtfully.
Well, that's what makes it so fascinating, Timmy. The mysteries drive us to keep asking questions even when there aren't any clear answers.
Timmy ends the call, feeling a mix of confusion and hope, sensing that there may be a larger purpose and even a benevolent purpose behind his dilemma. The scene shifts to a street corner near a 24-hour hamburger joint where Trey and Fatima decide to experiment a little bit. They decide to test the Guardian's claim about this new level of reality rewarding good deeds. They spot a group of homeless people gathered around the park area, and the people are sharing what little food they have. Trey, pulling out his wallet, says to Fatima, let's buy everyone a meal. If the Guardian is right, then maybe we'll see some instant karma in action. They proceed to buy meals for everyone, feeling a sense of satisfaction and getting a lot of thank yous from the homeless people, but nothing else seems to happen. So the two continue walking, reflecting on their so-called experiment. Fatima, teasing and slightly disappointed, says, well, for what we did, we should be driving home in a Rolls Royce or having a winning lottery ticket by now, but maybe we misread the rules. Trey has no answers, but their walk leads them near the shore, where they exchange intimate talk under the moonlight, with the waves crashing in the distance. You know, I truly admire you, though, Trey, because you tried to help me out explaining a real difficult concept to Timmy. You really wanted to try to comfort him. And you also went into your wallet to buy those homeless people a meal with no guarantee of getting anything in return. And apparently you didn't. And yet you don't even care. And Trey says, well, that's the great part about doing a good deed. Whether there's a reward or not, you always have the satisfaction of having done the good deed. And with that, Fatima is touched by his kindness. She clasps his hands and kisses him sweetly. He returns the kiss. They walk hand in hand away from the shore, both of them musing on the romantic turn that the relationship has taken. As they walk in silence, Trey feels a glow about him. Fatima feels something very special too. And Trey breaks the silence, stopping and smiling. Well, maybe we were rewarded, at least I was, when you kissed me back there when we were talking.
That's the best thing that's happened to me in a very long time, especially since it's coming from you, Fatima. And Fatima, blushing and realizing, says, "And for me too, maybe that was the reward. And the way you speak to me sometimes, with such appreciation and affection, maybe the kiss, the affection, the feelings that we exchanged, maybe that's the reward. And maybe the real treasure that we might talk about, it doesn't even count." And then, with both a scientist's and a woman's wisdom, Fatima sighs for a moment and says, "There could be more to this than meets the eye. Like the fact that you feel rewarded just by my being with you. And I feel rewarded by the fact that you're so thrilled by it." As they continue to reflect on this new reality and the rules that are in place, they each agree that karma and rewards might be different than they might have expected, but meaningful in ways they hadn't even imagined.